The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Oh, welcome back to 710 KNUS. Hey, listen, we have been talking a lot about law enforcement throughout the first couple hours of this show. I had really hoped to have on the Camden, New Jersey guy, Louis Capelli. I presume that he was taken hostage because they defunded their police department and there was no one to stop them. I don't know if that's true, but we do have on the line a subject matter expert in the area of law enforcement, somebody who I work with on a daily basis. And that is, especially on a Saturday morning when you could be doing 8 million other things, Tyler Brown, Sheriff of Arapahoe County. Sir, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Couple things with the time that we have. One, I know you've been following this Senate Bill 217, which is considered this sweeping law enforcement reform. And there are a lot of things in it that are big reform. But I think every time I hear the term reform bill, I think it's easy for people to think, well, my God, I'm so glad we did that because it must have been chaos before. It must have been the Wild West of public safety. And you and I have talked throughout the week on this issue. Right now, existing right now, can we talk about a couple of the things that you guys do that this bill now mandates for everyone? But you've already been doing it. One is body cameras. Tell us about body cameras in Arapahoe County.
Yeah, so body cameras, we started a project in 2015 with our traffic team due to the overwhelming number of complaints by motorists. And people just were upset. They were getting traffic tickets. So we deployed our body-worn cameras in 2015. Then in 2016, we moved to a full patrol division deployment of body-worn cameras and a pretty robust policy that requires them to be on. They're not just a whenever the officer or deputy wants to turn them on, but they're on when they're in contact on a call for service or proactive law enforcement. So it's important to document all of these different interactions. And what it really shows is that, you know, we've got a very professional agency that adheres to the policies and procedures that we have.
And if a deputy doesn't turn it on when they're supposed to, is there built-in discipline of some kind for that?
We're working through that. We've actually working with companies to take the guesswork out of it.
Oh,
you know, we all
it.
Know that law enforcement evolves very quickly, different situations. You know, we can be driving, complete a traffic stop. As you complete that traffic stop, somebody can get out of their vehicle and, you know, in the most extreme cases, produce a firearm. And so, you know, in those instances, it's hard for our deputies to remember all of those things. So we're working on policy to make sure that there is stepped up enforcement of that and discipline when they don't turn it on. But with it being 2020, there's a way for us.
Got to be a way to make it automatic, right?
Right. It's automatic. There, with the company that we use right now, there's a tethering system that's wireless that as soon as you get out of your car, the camera turns on. And so it takes the guesswork out of it. For everybody.
Let's talk about another one that's been really high profile in light of the George Floyd murder out of Minneapolis, chokeholds. What's the policy of Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office on that?
So we have precluded chokeholds, which are air chokes of the esophagus, for years. We've been trying to go back through the archives of policy to see when that was actually removed. So it's been at least 3 years that carotids and chokeholds, but before that it was chokeholds were completely taken out of it. So we've been practicing that for years, and our carotid restraints haven't been utilized except in a deadly force situation for that same amount of time. So, you know, the only way that you could use a carotid restraint was if you could articulate using your firearm or any other deadly force on somebody.
How about, I'm sorry, go ahead, Sheriff.
Oh, no, go ahead. So with the bill being passed and those being, both of them being not allowed. We've gone back and the only thing we've had to do is clean up the language. The chokeholds were obviously not allowed. And then with the carotid restraints, we've just cleaned up the language to make sure that deputies understand that they're not allowed to be used at all.
Another high profile piece of this bill was this now codified duty to intervene. Tell us about what ACSO policy has been with use of force and duty to intervene.
So a duty to intervene has been in our policy already existing. And I actually have that policy right in front of me. And our policy is up on our website. So people can go to our Facebook page, click on that link, and there's a link to our website on the county webpage to review our policy. But it says that under circumstances of excessive force, deputies are in a position to safely and immediately intervene to prevent and discontinue the use of such force. So that's something that we've had in our policies and procedures, and that specifically states that there will be criminal and or administrative charges if you don't intervene in those situations. So I talked yesterday with a group, and that's one of the things that they were concerned about. And I said, you know, we've created a culture at our law enforcement agency where we demand it, you know, regardless of your tenure with the agency, because that was one of the questions coming out of Minneapolis, is that two of those officers were actually in field training in their first week.
Oh, my goodness.
And
just didn't have the confidence or guts to step up then, it sounds like.
Right. And they didn't have the culture maybe to say, hey, enough's enough, from a training officer who has 20 plus years on the job, where we demand that even from our newest deputies, that they come in ready to have that. And we have their back too. We've created a culture where we support them if they step into that role and believe it to be excessive force and they intervene.
I think
we'd much rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I think what's important about our conversation here that's coming to an end is, people need to know that it wasn't just chaos out there on the streets. Cops do whatever they want before this bill. In fact, in many ways, this bill simply codifies and makes universal through the state many of the policies already existing, if not all of them, already existing in the metro area, including and especially Arapahoe County. You guys have been reaching that level for years. Now, listen, I wish I had a couple more minutes, Sheriff, because what I want to talk to you about, too, is I'm going to give you the yes or no, and we'll bring you back at another show to talk about this. SROs, right? We know about the heroes from Arapahoe County High School from December of 2013. There's a move right now in some parts of the state, Denver, to remove SROs from schools. Yes or no, should we do that?
In Arapahoe County?
Yeah.
No. Different jurisdictions, they can make those decisions, but I think our constituents are looking for that level of protection, and our SROs are invested in the schools. And I know that's not a yes or no answer, but they're members, they're coaches, they're teachers, they're mentors. So I think we're creating a lot of positive interactions, and I don't think we're relying on them to enforce school discipline. And we've recognized that. We recognize how we can be productive members in the school. So,
Sheriff Brown, fantastic. Thank you for giving us some of your Saturday morning here. I really appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you next week.